Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The mystery is over on where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be tried for the type of trial that he'll face, really a military commission. This isn't a surprise. We knew this was a done deal, but I guess it just becomes official. We're going to talk about that during this Hour of America tonight, plus the foreclosure nonsense. If you thought the nightmare was in your rearview mirror, think again. There are a lot of people that unfortunately are going to be slammed with foreclosure notices and then the question of what to do, and that takes a chunk out of the economy. Plus, how about UConn? They rolled over Butler in the second half, and Jim Calhoun, the coach of UConn, looks like a hero. Third national title. We'll give you some of the skinny on that. It was pretty exciting for UConn, to say the least. A lot of people didn't give them much of a chance to roll through the tournament the way they did, but you got to give credit to Butler. But we're going to save that for sports shorts, and we have a slew of other things that we're going to jump to as well. Kate Delaney, once again, America Tonight. That's how we roll here on this show. We really bing and bang and snap and pop all over the place. That's the fun of this show. That's what we like about this show. The fact that you can jump in with both feet and express your thoughts on these airwaves. Water cooler buzz at its best. 800-259-5791 if you want your 2 cents out there. So the Attorney General Eric Holder had a press conference on Monday, and it was what we knew was going to happen, if we're following the chain of what's going on, to announce that, yes, we're going to try KSM and other terror suspects. Where do you think and how do you think they're going to do it? Here's Eric Holder.
I made clear back in November, and I made clear today, that in terms of what I think the best venue for these cases, I continue to think the Article III courts are the best place to bring them. With regard to the amount of time that it took, remember that in 2009 we were in the process of reforming. We reformed the military commissions. There was local concerns expressed about the bringing of the cases in Manhattan. We had to deal with that. And then Congress started to deal with these restrictions that they put in place. We tried to fight them. We have made this decision as quickly as we could, taking into account all of the factors. And as I indicated, I considered the possibility of bringing this case in a place other than Manhattan, but within the Southern District of New York. We will fight to get those restrictions lifted. I think it will necessarily have an impact on our ability to close Guantanamo. We'll probably extend the time. It is still our intention to close Guantanamo. It is still our intention to lift those restrictions.
All right, here's my prediction. If the president gets another term, Guantanamo will still be open. It was supposed to close down in January. That was one of the campaign promises, but you know how I feel about that. Bringing all of the detainees to the United States, the money alone, and the approval by Congress, which nobody really wanted to sign off on, just a handful of people, that was never going to happen. So finally, the families of the people who were slaughtered, because that's what happened in the September 11th attacks, they've waited for now a decade for justice. So I do agree with Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and he says it can't be delayed any longer. It can't. It shouldn't have been delayed this long. But okay, if we wind the clock of America Tonight back, Holder was talking about November announcing the plan for a New York trial just blocks away from the World Trade Centers where they were destroyed. I don't know why they even thought that this was ever going to fly in the first place. The security alone would have been a nightmare and financially unaffordable for the city of New York. So whether they wanted to do it or not, who was going to pay for that? Who was going to pay for that? So Republicans and Democrats, guess what? Enough of them agreed on this in New York that wasn't going to happen. And he keeps referring to legislation. Well, Congress passed legislation that prohibited bringing any detainees from the prison at Guantanamo to the U.S. And he said that those, he's blaming on Congress, he's saying those congressional restrictions are unwise, they're unwarranted, and that a legislative body can't make these kind of decisions. This is a prosecution decision, not a legislative decision. And like I said, remember the president, that was a heavy thing that he threw out a lot on the campaign trail, closing the prison in Cuba, because remember Carter was all up in arms, a former President Carter, and there were a slew of other people. Clinton, I think, was also, former President Clinton was also hot on that too, that we look like thugs, we look like everybody else in the world who's a terrorist because of what's happening at Guantanamo. It goes back to the waterboarding thing and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But it's like I said, follow the money. Follow the money alone and then the outrage. Throw that in there. And this isn't shocking what happened. But I'm going back to what Holder said about unwise and unwarranted. I'm going to say it was wise and it was warranted. Because if there was any way that that had happened in New York City, oh, their wildest nightmares would have been unleashed in all kinds of directions. And the Justice Department said they were preparing to bring a powerful case in civilian court, and that the penalties for terrorists in civilian trials have been much harsher than those decreed by military commissions. What do you think the military commission is going to do with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other four idiots? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think they're going to get there? I'm going to say it's going to be pretty harsh. And, you know, the best thing, I think, is to talk to the families or to hear what the families had to say. And I've seen a bunch of quotes. Nancy Nee, her firefighter brother died at the World Trade Center. She said that the five men are war criminals. As far as she's concerned, she thinks a military trial is the right thing to do. Then there was another guy, Alexander Santoro, father of another firefighter. He said that the terrorists were demonic human beings and that they've already said they would kill us if they could, if they got the chance, they would do it again. But there were some people who were disappointed, like Patrick Leahy, the Senate Judiciary Committee chair from Vermont. He said he's disappointed with the decision because he thinks the justice system, which is the envy of the world, is way more capable of trying high-profile terrorism and national security cases than the tribunals or the commissions. I say bring on the shift, at least for these five. At least for these five. It's nothing but white noise as far as I'm concerned, the nonsense over let's do this in New York. It was ridiculous in the first place. It was a waste of time. It dragged this out further, and it would have been outrageous if it had happened in New York. And dangerous. I think it would have been dangerous. As somebody who lived in New York when 9/11 happened. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Penny for your thoughts, or a couple anyway, on the flip side.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. It's still unclear whether the five men, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed among them, would get the death penalty if they pleaded guilty in military court. Really, it's up to the Pentagon to decide whether the military commission trial actually is going to be held at Gitmo where the defendants are or somewhere else. I can't imagine that that's going to be anywhere else. There's absolutely no way. In fact, because there was so much of a outrage over this, later in the day, Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, got a note saying that the administration has no intention of moving the detainees into any kind of an Illinois prison. Because remember, that was part of the deal. Hey, maybe we'll still be able to do that. Originally, that's what they were saying. They could be housed possibly in this Illinois prison. They would spoof it up, spend millions of dollars, get it ready for them, and then bring them over. But that goes into the same thing of, all right, now this is it, right? This is it. So the campaign pledge, forget about it. It's not going to be shuttering up Gitmo. And I guess the thought was is that somehow America would weaken on this whole thing of the people that were in Guantanamo and retreat in some sense and not like the idea of being viewed as the bad guy among other nations, as being just as ugly as other terroristic folks, let's say, out there, which was ridiculous name calling in the first place. Let's go to Shelley in Michigan. Hey, Shelley, you get the first crack at this. How are you?
Very good. How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Well, I called for another reason. I was calling about your previous caller, but I want to also talk about what you're talking about. I think that America has a very short memory, and we disparage those that are heroes, and we need to remember the victims and the police and the firemen that went in New York City. And speaking of medical, from what I understand, there are a lot of them that went in that are not getting the medical care that they deserve because they inhaled a lot of junk, and they have chronic health problems.
Yes.
And they're seriously being taxed by all kinds of medical bills, and it's awful. And what are we doing for them? We haven't. Have we thought about them?
Yeah, for the first responders, they should get anything that they need. Come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. Who was there trying to do whatever they could and told, by the way, that it's okay, don't worry about it. You're not, there's nothing harmful in the air, etc. And they're in their 30s and they're contracting lung problems and dying. Some have already died from what they've inhaled. You're absolutely 100% right.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But to talk about the medical system, I had a personal experience with my mother. My mother, in 1997, went into the hospital for a month. She was elderly, and so she was under Medicare, and she contracted herpes encephalitis, which is actually a cold sore that you get in your mouth. It went to her brain. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard of in my entire life. She was hospitalized for an entire month. It was just hell on earth for my family, my sister and I and everybody. Oh, my gosh. And she was in and out of intensive care. And at one point, the hospital, when she was in intensive care, called me, the discharge planner, and said, "We're planning to get her out today. What are your plans?" I said, "She's in intensive care." And I talked to her doctor, the gerontologist, and he finally confided in me. And he said, "Shelley, Medicare gives a bonus to hospitals to get the Medicare patients out early."
Yeah, that's helpful for your mother, wasn't it? Yeah.
But the thing is, they didn't think she was going to live, but she lived for another 12 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Medicare just wanted her out. And
wow.
The hospital had to go along with it. Now, that wasn't her primary care. She had AARP for her primary care insurance, and then she had Medicare.
Wow.
And she'd not even been in the hospital at all for decades prior to that.
Wow.
It's not like she'd abused the system or something. But
right.
They wanted her out now, and when she's in intensive care, to heck with it. And I remember getting really angry. I said, "What are you going to do? Well, put her out on the curb and make her call a cab?"
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I was so furious.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry you had to deal with that. But I'm glad you're sharing this because it's an eye-opener for people who have no idea what's coming down the pike that's even that much worse.
And it was an eye-opener for me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? Because I'm the little one of the family. And I'm like, oh, wow, what's going to happen to me when I get to be, like, elderly and stuff? That's just scary.
It is. Better start drinking your orange juice.
Absolutely.
We all better get healthy because we're on our own. We're
That's
on an
right.
island. We are. Shelley, thank you.
All righty.
Okay, and she's talking about, of course, the patient protection, the Affordable Care Act, what we thought or what was supposedly coming down the pike, I keep calling it, but in the next years, how it was being dispersed. But really, what people are finding out it is, and then, of course, Medicare, the problems of coverage, not getting what you think you're getting, not realizing what the coverage is, and a couple of different instances where people were basically booted out of the hospital or told they really aren't doing well, you should probably let them die. We had the example of that in a conversation previously here on America Tonight, which, by the way, will be posted on the website, What You Missed. Look for that, Dennis Wolf, and you can see it in the next day or two. And you got to listen. You got to listen to what happened to his wife and what he went through. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Let me make this quick. Take me to the bottom of the hour. I'm begging you because I got some information.
Go ahead.
Regarding the terror trial.
Go.
It's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, according to Peter Lance, was not the mastermind of the 9/11. It was Ramzi Youssef, his nephew. But you said before that if they bring the military trial, there won't be the discovery phase where other possible reasons for the bombing will happen. And so, you know, I agree with the military tribunal, but it won't have some information come out. The reason I'm nervous is here, and especially your audience in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, listen to what I'm saying because they're touting Chris Christie as a possible presidential candidate in the future. In today's New York Post, on page 17, it says FBI probes the PA authority higher purpose. It goes on to talk about Jerry Speziale, who was the former Passaic County sheriff. Let me read it. He was a key New Jersey Democrat, former NYPD cop Jerry Speziale, who was tapped to run the Port Authority of New York. He was tapped by the Republicans aligned with Governor Chris Christie, and they're questioning why, because Speziale was a Democrat. Very quietly, the Republicans made such an unusual cross-party move. They were wondering why there was silence from the Republicans. Why did they do this? The mysterious circumstances surrounding his hiring are being probed by the FBI. And it goes on to say that, you know, the job didn't fall out of the thin air. Why did Christie give Jerry Speziale this top job at the public at the Port Authority of New York? Well, if you read page 374 of, I have it right in front of me, Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross, when Meir Kahane, who was a Jewish leader, was shot 20 years ago in the Marriott Hotel, Jerry Speziale's investigator, Detective Ernst, and other investigators, and Jerry Speziale, went to investigate a mosque and a place called Sphinx Trading in New Jersey. Okay, and they found, if you read Peter Lance's book, what he found was connections to the terrorism that would come out in the first World Trade Center bombing and the 9/11 plot. But listen to what it says in the book. On the day Detective Ernst and fellow detectives had obtained search warrants and were planning to raid the suspect's home and business, Christopher Christie, the Newark, New Jersey U.S. attorney, telephoned Mr. Ernst's boss, Passaic County Sheriff Jerry Speziale, and threatened that if he had a press conference attendant to the raids investigating the terrorism, that, quote, he would be arrested and the U.S. attorney would shut down the sheriff's department, end quote. See that, America? This guy, Christie, is a criminal. He withheld and stopped a terrorism investigation. Why do you think? Read the New York Post. They gave this guy the job for his silence because this slob, Christie, wants to run for president. Somebody needs to ask Christie, why did you shut down Mr. Speziale's investigation 20 years ago leading into the terrorism investigation? Is it because Chris Christie had, or the politicians like Bloomberg, an FBI investigator, did they all have reason to believe let 9/11 happen? I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm saying look at this in New York Post, and then you have to do your research.
And remember that. Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye. Here's the thing. If we go down the path of conspiracy enterprising, I'm not going down there with you. I just got to tell you. I applaud those who come up with reasons why they believe things happen. But I was there, and I feel as though, yes, there were things that were missed, but I don't think so. Take your calls next here on America Tonight.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Before we get too sideways on this here on ATN, here's the scoop. Let me re-rack this for you. Eric Holder says that the 9/11 suspects are going to face military tribunals. So the attorney general makes it official. It's happening at Gitmo. Fast forward. Duh, we knew this was going to happen. All right. In November of 2009, there was the big announcement that just blew up like a bomb, I think, in the face of the administration. The plans for, hey, let's have this New York trial blocks from where the attacks took down the World Trade Center, the two buildings, let's just have it there. And then when they started to think about it a little bit more, like the security detail alone, when New York did and Bloomberg, the mayor said, who's going to pay for this? Even he suddenly didn't like the idea. Initially, he did. So did Chuck Schumer, the longtime Democratic senator from New York. And then they poo-pooed it, shot it down, said forget about it, because they realized, just even from the monetary sense, how crazy it would be and how many blocks would have to be shut off and how they couldn't afford to pay for it. Who was going to pay for it? Just from the money point of view, let alone what a big target would be painted on New York. Behind closed doors, they were talking about it. They weren't admitting it because they didn't want to appear weak, but they did not ultimately want to paint that target on New York, especially after the barrage of things they started to hear coming in from the CIA. And, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out, geez, do you think there could possibly be another attack somewhere in the United States? Of course. When would be the perfect time for that attack? Think of the trial and think of what would happen there. And what happens if they lost the case? What happened if there were things that weren't tied together evidence-wise correctly, if there was some slip in it? Then all bets are off, right? no matter what you believe, whether you want to believe a conspiracy theorist's idea. And there are lots of different viewpoints out there as to what happened and things that were missed and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of that, coming up on Thursday's show, guess who's coming to go toe-to-toe with us on ATN? I think it'll be fun to talk to him. Actually, I've talked to him in the past, and he is a very good guest, Jesse Ventura. He's got a new book out called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. And I like some of what he says in this book, especially over, I don't agree with everything, but a lot of what he says is good stuff, like the radiation levels and what's going on with that and the Japanese nuclear crisis. And, you know, there are a whole slew of things that he talks about that we'll talk about with him coming up on Thursday here on America Tonight. Right now, though, let's take a few more. If you want to throw in your two cents, please do, 800-259-5791, or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Or let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey there, Kate. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was great. How about you?
Hey, I was hanging in there. Hey, by the way, can you ask old Jesse one question for me?
What's your question?
Just ask him if he had any time to bleed.
I missed that. It got gobbled up by that crazy phone you have. What did you say? What? Ask him what?
Ask him if he's had any time to bleed.
Okay.
So, I got you. In front of her?
Yes.
It's time to bleed. That's
yes.
A great line. I'm just kidding. Anyway, though, by the way, I did go check out that source code. It was pretty good. It's pretty, it was a lot like Vanishing Point. Did you ever see Vanishing Point?
Yes.
And so it was kind of on that level or whatever, but it did bring up that interesting, I don't know if they know this is scientifically true or not, but supposedly when you're dead, if your brain's still intact, it's still alive for, like, 8 minutes after you die or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, people, you know, I don't know if people have had their head chopped off, they can still see their body or something like that,
uh-huh.
You know. I mean, you can't move or do anything, but it's just kind of a weird phenomenon if it's really true, you know, because you probably shouldn't have gone, wow, you know. But anyway, though, so it's kind of, well, the movie has something to do with that. But anyways, it was pretty good. You know, I'd more mind whether I'd recommend to go see it at the theater, catch it on DVD, but, you know. If you're in a good mood, go see it. If not, switch to DVD.
There you go. DVD happens so quickly now anyway with Netflix and whatnot or Redbox that you can get it pretty quickly.
Oh, I know. And, guys, you know, I was at this restaurant. I looked on the shelf they were selling there, and I know there was a copy of Black Swan there, and I was thinking, this hasn't even gone to DVD yet. Well, so I bought it, you know, and I hated that movie, by the way. I mean, I thought she did a good job acting, but... it just was kind of a sort. I've never seen Swan Lake, so you'd have to have seen that play in order to really understand this movie, you know. But in any case, though, it turns out, you know, I find out that this place gets raided and it's, you know, they were illegal copies, you know, and I'm just like, man, the movie companies can't even get their DVDs to market now before they're being copied illegal, you know. So, but anyway, though, maybe you're gonna be back page story now that the United States has pulled its stuff out or whatever, or, you know, we're still there, I guess, in a supporting role, but, is Libya even gonna be on the front page news now in the next few weeks, what do you think?
That's a good question. That's a great question. In the middle of all the things that we're talking about politically, from Gitmo to the budget and stretching it to a third stopgap measure, a third stopgap bill to avert a shutdown, what happens to Libya? Where does that fall in the so-called news cycles? We'll be talking about it here on America Tonight, but I don't know that it's going to make, if I was turning on the evening news, let's just say one of the big three or even the cable networks have more time, they might mention it. But I don't know, because here's what's interesting. There's been something new that's happened. Libya is saying that Gaddafi is going to stay. They're talking about the fact that maybe the sun even would take over. That's crazy, isn't it? Roll over the government to the sun?
Well, I've always kind of wondered, the guy was born like a month after my dad, so he's, you know, getting ready to hit 69, I guess, you know, and I'm thinking, dude, that's retirement age, man. Why don't you just take a couple of days off and get your own little island in the mid somewhere or something like that, you know? But obviously you've got intentions for, you know, to I heard about this, to transfer power to his son, you know, and then I don't know if that makes that still a monarchy or a dictatorship, or I don't know what it makes it or whatever, you know.
Well, it's not a democracy, we can tell you that much. We know that's no democracy.
No, it's not, you know. By the way, I did want to, you know, hey, when I find out I've said something wrong on your show, I'd like to come on and be honest, you know, and, you know, I told you before, I think all those countries over there are nothing but either run by dictators or Islamic extremists, but I was looking at their next-door neighbor there, Algeria, and they've had a democracy there for about 30 years now, although the guy that's in the presidency there right now is kind of trying to run it like a, I don't know if you want to call him a dictator or whatever, but he got voted with 97% of the vote. You know, that don't happen in any election, you know? And they are officially a democracy in Algeria, whether it is or isn't, you know, I can't walk the whole area and say they're all dictators or monarchies or Islamic extremists, you know. But anyway, though, hey, one last thing for you, Kate. You know, we've been talking a lot about the last week, you know, Obama gave a speech on the energy bill, et cetera. And, you know, and there's something I was thinking about this weekend, Kate. There's a term that keeps being used that says that America is addicted to foreign oil, okay? That, you know, as if America couldn't exist without it. That's not true, Kate. We have plenty of oil in this country. We're just buying other people's oil cheap, you know? We haven't had reserves in the United States for about 20 years. But then what would happen after that 20 years, after we ran all our oil out? Then we would be in the same situation that the Germans and the Japanese are in, where they are countries that depend on foreign oil. They have no oil reserves. You know, so, you know, when people sit there and say, well, we need to get off this addiction to foreign oil, you know, as long as we can get it for $3, $4, $5 a gallon, Kate, I realize most people don't want to pay $5 a gallon, but just remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we were only paying a buck. You know, I found this receipt in some box the other day I was going through, and it was a gas station I was out in Omaha, Nebraska, and I paid $1.50 a gallon back in 1993, you know. And I'm like, dude, with that, those days are over, $1.50 a gallon, you know.
You'll never see $1.50 again, ever.
Yeah, and, you know, as time goes along, and of course we're making far more money than we were making back then, you know, so the price of, you know, the price is going to adjust for inflation, et cetera. You know, nobody wants to be paying $4 or $5 a gallon, Kate. But, you know, eventually, I mean, you know, and then they're saying the shale oil, there's a big article in the paper on it today if people want to read about it, you know, that it could save America's energy future or something like that. Best they can do right now is about $7 a gallon on that. But you know what, Kate? 20 years from now, that might be the price of gas in the United States, you know? We're all making twice as much money and paying twice as much for gas then. But until then, you got to stick with that original plan. We got to get rid of all that oil out of the Middle East. As long as those people are sitting on all that oil, they are a threat to world security.
Exactly. We're going to cut you off there, Dono. We're up against it. I agree with you. It's a threat to world security. But also what you have to remember is refineries. Where were the last refineries built in this country, and when were those refineries built? Because you still have to have that process. That's part of the problem of what we feel the pinch at. here in the United States. Odds and Ends next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Great nation from Florida and the folks on the Space Coast getting ready for another space launch. How cool would that be? How cool would it be in the command center? That's what I think. In the belly of the beast. Be the one calling the shots, talk to the astronauts. That's what I would like. I don't think I'd want to be the astronaut. I'd like to be the person that has the communication with the astronauts. I'm the one calling the shots inside the command center. That would be fun. So that's getting ready to happen. You got to really admire the Kelly boys, because both of them commanders of space shuttles, Mark and Mike Kelly. I think Mike Kelly's his name. We were talking about the Discovery, and now Mark Kelly, of course, with the Endeavor, and his wife, Congresswoman Giffords, is supposedly going to be there when that launch happens. That will be huge. Very few shuttles left. The Endeavor and one more after that, and that's it. Crazy. Hopefully some of you got a chance to see a shuttle launch or see a landing. Really the launch. The launch is Either way, I mean, who cares? Whatever it is that you happen to see. I'll tell you my great brush. I'm getting off track here, but I'll just say it quickly. My great brush with space stuff was I was in California in Lompoc. It's called Lompoc, California. The Vandenberg Air Force Base is there, and they have missile launches, like Titan missile launches, and of course they're supposed to be very, very secret. But somehow I would mysteriously find out about one or two of them. And I saw a few of those, not on the base, but knowing that it was happening, and then you could see it from certain vantage points. And it was pretty cool, I have to say. Even once during the one time during the day that everybody was invited out, news media type people were invited out, and I did get some shots of that. I still have some photographs stuffed away somewhere in a box that I need to pull out and put back up. All right, this is in the history books. UConn beat Butler 53-41. It's their third national title. The game was kind of lackluster, though, I have to say. I'm so psyched for all of you Husky fans out there. But the shots just were not dropping in. Boy, in the first half, it, you know, talk about winning ugly. It was winning ugly. It may be one of the ugliest games that I can recall seeing. Kemba Walker, though, was the guy at the end, and Connecticut made Butler look like an underdog, and the score doesn't lie. That's what it was. It was described as a beatdown of the Bulldogs, and in the end, it certainly was that. But congratulations to Jim Calhoun and the UConn boys. What a great job the way they went through that tournament, because it wasn't an easy tournament for them. You know, it's interesting, too. Even in the first half, UConn trailed 22-19. Crazy. Calhoun said that they just made some adjustments, that they were just going to outwill them and outwork them and do whatever they could. And I guess in the end, they certainly did that. So 68 years old, Calhoun, the oldest coach to win the championship. How about that? Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
They said Butler didn't shoot very good.
No, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn when they needed to. And it wasn't an exciting game, really, either side.
Yeah, I heard they shot like 12 out of 64 shots, something like that.
Yeah, their 41 points were, by the way, the 10 points fewer than the worst ever showing in the shot clock era, as they say, in a championship game. Michigan, if you remember, back in the 90s, scored 51 when they lost to Duke, and that was brutal. But it was the shooting was terrible. It was like 18.8%.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I heard. Wasn't very good shooting.
No.
They're going to shoot that, launch that rocket off down there in Florida. I'd take that Florida creature and strap him to it. Shoot that off.
You mean the shuttle? Put him on the Endeavor?
Strap him to the outside of the shuttle and shoot it off.
You're terrible.
Well, that guy's got all the Muslims stirred up now. Something he done and was stupid. I mean, everything we tried to do over there and help him out and try to be friends with him, now he just ruined everything for everybody, so.
You know what? And it was inevitable that that was going to happen, though, wasn't it? You knew he was not going to stay put. It was November. His son talked him out of it, and that didn't happen. And then that all went out the window. You're right.
But he didn't accomplish nothing or change anything. Just ruined our name over there, and now they're all mad at us again. One shooting any American over there, so I don't know. I like he should just keep his mouth shut and let things go. But,
He couldn't do it.
I know it. It just amazes me what he thinks he's going to accomplish. But he's going to crack pots like that.
But here's the thing. Here's the problem, Rick. We live in the best country on the face of the earth because we have freedom of speech. So it was his right to exercise his freedom of speech. Unfortunately, it was a poorly chosen idea.
Yeah, very poor. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think what he's going to accomplish by doing that. But you know, you got to respect other people. You know, they got their own beliefs and their own ways of doing things, you know. They all can't. Just got to learn to live with them, you know. Try to be friends with everybody.
Yeah, but some people can't do that, Rick. Some people cannot learn to live with people of different cultures, colors, whatever. They just cannot do it. They can't do it. They, you know what? It's there's people that are just stubborn as mules, and they're just set in their ways, and you cannot shake them out of it. That, yes, there are bad people in certain religions. There are bad people in the Christian religions that give Christians a terrible name. But that certainly isn't a blanket statement for all Christians. It shouldn't be. I don't think that's fair either.
No, but, I mean, he didn't have to. I mean, I don't know why his point was trying to prove by burning that Koran. I just don't understand it.
Well, he's saying that we, you know, the Islamic extremism, the idea is that to do away with everybody else, and that's ultimately that's the goal, and that's what the Quran speaks to if you look at that interpretation of it. So you cannot honor the Quran and et cetera. That's his whole idea, that how can we possibly have these people in our midst kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work except for Petraeus apologizing. Then it just gives an excuse for the Taliban to throw that into the mix of anti-Western, anti-U.S. hate crap.
Yep.
And then you have guys, unfortunately, you think of the guy in his 20s, in his mid-20s, who has a family back home in Iowa or Florida or Connecticut or wherever. He's on his third tour, and he's there in some village, and they're taking it out on him.
Yep. That's what I said. It's going to try to kill anybody that's American. And, you know, I say he's gotten pretty stirred up pretty good now. So
I would say so, too. So the best thing that could happen is they can just fast forward away from that, and I think that's what Petraeus is saying, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I think that ultimately, you know what the bottom line is? We cannot just stand and keep occupying Afghanistan and being part of this whole NATO crew with no end in sight, spending all this money. And I don't even care. I don't even give a crap about the money. I care about the people losing their lives and their limbs because it's not fair to them. If there's no victory, if there's no democracy, if they're really seriously working so hard, doing everything they can to get the people to believe them, trust them, and then the trust is shattered, at some point, you can't keep doing this. You just can't do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. You
gotta get out there and let them be what they want to do. You ain't gonna stop them. I mean,
absolutely. It's the same thing. What's the end game? It was supposed to be 2014, all troops out, but who knows ultimately if that's what happens. If you have any thoughts, I always am fond of saying this, you know what you can do. You can ship them to us through the website, americatonight.net. We're doing a little poll. Do you think the government will shut down on Friday? The Republicans think they have a solution. The House is saying we're going to cut $5.8 trillion. We've got a third stopgap measure. Oh, somebody break out the Band-Aids.